comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Corn farmers in five Midwestern states have filed several class action lawsuits against Syngenta Company, the latest development in the dispute over Syngenta's commercialization of biotech traits that China has not approved for importation. Corn farmers in Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska allege that Syngenta misrepresented the time frame that the AgriSure Viptera trait, also known as MIR-162, would take to clear China's import approvals process. The farmers also alleged that Syngenta downplayed the importance of China as an export market destination, and that Syngenta knew that selling seed with the MIR-162 trait would contaminate the export market. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service says that it will not conduct the agricultural county-level cash rents survey in 2015. NAS says it will next publish agricultural county-level cash rents data in September of 2016. And in that year, NAS will reassess the program to see if any further changes will be necessary. NAS will, however, publish state-level data in August of 2015 as previously scheduled. The Agricultural Act of 2014 does not require that the survey be conducted annually as it was in the past. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS released its latest crop progress data for the week ending October 5th. The numbers look like this. 77% of the corn crop is rated mature versus 60% last week and the five-year rolling average of 81%. 17% of the corn crop has been harvested versus 12% last week and the five-year rolling average of 32%. 83% of soybeans are dropping leaves versus 69% last week and the five-year rolling average of 84%. 20% of soybeans had been harvested versus 10% last week and the five-year rolling average of 35%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,779. It's down 124 points. The NASDAQ, 3982, down 25. The S&P 500, I do not have a bid for on my computer screen at the moment. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest is still poised for a combination of weather. The northwestern areas are not likely to see much in the way of meaningful precipitation for a while the lower and eastern portions of the region will continue to see some periodic rainfall. We do anticipate showers and a couple of thunderstorms to occur today across portions of the lower and eastern Midwest. The frontal boundary that moved into the region overnight is going to continue to work its way eastward, and as it does, we'll see an increase in shower activity, especially as we get into the afternoon and into the evening hours. We'll look for anywhere from a tenth to 5/10 of an inch, and local totals upwards to 8/10 of an inch occurring in areas from parts of Indiana and Kentucky into Ohio, maybe even a few spots in Michigan. The system will move on out of the region as we get into the day on Wednesday, and a nice day of drying conditions will occur across many areas in the Midwest on that particular day. But after that, a new round of rain will likely begin to evolve from the remnants of Tropical Storm Simon, and beginning in portions of Kansas and Missouri as we get into the day on Thursday, and the precipitation will eventually work its way eastward through the Ohio River Basin as we go from Thursday into Friday, and some rain may slip a little bit further to the south and prevail from the Ohio River into the portions of the Northern Delta. These areas will probably see the greatest amount of rainfall, and we'll look for totals to run anywhere from 1 to 2.5 inches. And if the remnants of this particular tropical event can hold together well enough to generate that kind of rainfall, there is a frontal boundary that will be pushing southward through the Midwest as the remnants of Simon come into the region, and that will help to force the greater amounts of rain in the lower parts of the region and limit the amount of precipitation that occurs in northern areas. So in portions of the region from the Dakotas and northern Nebraska eastward into Michigan, there's not likely to be a tremendous amount of precipitation that occurs over this next 5 to 7 days. In contrast to that, though, there will be those areas to the south that will see quite a bit of moisture. The northern delta, portions of eastern Kansas, Missouri, the southern two-thirds of Illinois, southern two-thirds of Indiana, and much of Ohio will be involved with the rain event that comes up here from Thursday into early Saturday. From a hard red winter wheat perspective, the precipitation that occurs in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma over these latter parts of this week and into the early weekend will be a boon for the region. It's been quite dry across some of those areas this season so far. There's been a little bit of concern about wheat emergence and establishment across those states, and it looks like things will get much better following this precipitation event. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be seasonable for the most part over a big part of this next full week. We'll look for temperatures running mostly in the 60s and some lower 70s across the middle and southern portions of the Midwest, while a few 50s and lower 60s impact the northernmost areas periodically. We'll look for the low temperatures at night to run mostly 30s and 40s across the north and mostly in the 50s in the southern production areas. Normally, this time of the year should generate highs in the Midwest in the upper 50s and lower 60s north and the 60s to around 70 degrees in the south, making this week's weather fairly close to normal. Also, the normal low should run in the 30s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt and running mostly in the 40s in other areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Join us November 24th for our first ever WILL Egg Farm Assets Conference at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. Our on-air analysts will be all there talking about corn, soybeans, and cash grain marketing, and we've lined up experts from the U of I College of ACES to take up farmland values, crop insurance, and the ARC-PLC decision. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. And that NASDAQ price right now, 4,414, down about 40 points. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter wheat for December at 582.5, up 7. Soft December, 495, up 3.5. December corn, 331.5, down 1. March, 344.5, down 3/4. Let's go out to July at 361.25, down 0.5. November soybeans, 934.25, down 8. January, 942.25, down 8.25. July, 964, down 5.75. October soybean meal, 320.80, up 50 cents. October soybean oil, 33.18, down 14. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
The stuff that pushed the market around yesterday pretty much was short-term kind of things, looking at weather and some Brazilian weather as well in the mix, looking at a little bit of short covering maybe ahead of the reports on Friday. An overall tone, they had everybody buying all kinds of commodities yesterday. What about today? What are there any real big factors to look at in the marketplace?
Well, we tried higher in the last half hour, but couldn't do it. Went back and made new lows on beans. On corn, we're still hanging around down 1 after being down 2 early and then up 2.5. And again, it's industry's kind of looking at this dry weather in South America, our wet weather here taking off pressure on corn, and then the report on Friday with people that have got good profits just getting out saying I'll come back after the report. But at the moment, corn down a penny, 1 off its low and 3 off its high. Beans down 8, 8.5, which is the low of the day after yesterday, if you remember, being up 30.
Mm-hmm.
And short covering pretty much was about it yesterday. Lots of shorts took their money and ran. Today, industry is talking about selling more beans and maybe covering short corn.
And very quickly, do you have any expectations in particular, gut feelings about Friday's report? October report has been one of the ones that have really moved the market in the last few years.
It's expected they will raise yields somewhat, but not expected to get to the where they're really going to. It's expected that they could lower harvested acres from the FSA reports, but that might not happen until the following month. So it's really unknown. It's expected they'll raise carryout a hair, lower acres a hair, and raise yields a hair.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. December corn now trading 332, down a half. July, 361, down three quarters. November soybeans, 934, now 935. Down 7 1/4. July, 963 and now 65 1/4, down 4 1/2. October soybean meal, 319.90, down 40. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.